This is Daf HaShavua. Shir number two for Daf Pei Beis Maseches Kuvos. We're on Pei Beis and Aleph, 9 lines from the bottom of the page where we quote from the Mishnah, where we said, V'chachamim omrim peros hamuchubarim lakarka shelo. So it's worthwhile to look back at the Mishnah on Daf Pei Beis. There, about a little bit less than halfway down in the Mishnah, we have a machlokus between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So the Mishnah there says, Hiniach Mos, by the little Zion, Hiniach Achiv Mos. Let's say the brother, the deceased brother, this is talking about a case of a Yavam and a Yavama, so the deceased brother left cash. What's the halacha? So we say that the Yavam has to buy karka with that, and that karka is pledged potentially to pay back the ksuva, but he gets to eat the peros from that. Peros that solution in a karka. Let's say it's detached produce from the land. We treat that, says the according to this is Rabbi Meir's opinion, we treat that as well like cash. You buy land, so the karen remains as security, pledged to the ksuva, and the husband gets to the yavam, gets to eat the peros. Hamuchubarn ba'karka, what if you have peros that are attached to the ground? Amar Rabbi Meir, shomen osan kama hin yafin b'peros, v'kama hin yafin below peros. We evaluate the land, appraise the land, what is the land worth with the fruit and without the fruit? V'hamosan, the difference, you buy land with that, and the husband eats the peros from that difference. V'chachamim omrim, no, we don't treat the peros like that. Peros hamuchubarim ba'karka shelo. Peros that are attached to the ground belong to the husband. What the Gemara is going to ask, it's a little bit difficult, and that's what we'll see in a moment. But let's just finish the line in the Mishnah. Hatlushin ba'karka, according to the Chachamim, if they are detached produce from the land, we don't say you have to buy land and the husband eats the peros, the yavam eats the peros, but rather kol hakodem zocha bohen. Whoever comes first is zocha in those peros that are detached from the ground. Kodam hu, zocha, if the yavam comes first, he's zocha. Kodmahi, if she comes first, ilakach vem karka, then you buy land, v'uachol peros. So let's go back to our Gemara now on 9 lines down, pei be'ezim and aleph. Ask the Gemara after v'achachamim omen peros hamukom l'karka shalo. Hold on, peros that are attached to the ground, where Rabbi Meir said you tell the appraise the difference between land with peros without peros, and that difference you buy karka and the yavam meets peros, so we still have security from the land that's pledged to the ksuva. But according to the Chachamim, no, peros and mechubar from the karka belong to the husband, belong to the yavam. Am I? Why? I thought all the nechasim of the yavam, which started with the deceased brother, are achroi, are responsible in our voin and our guarantor, our pledge as security of the ksuvasa. Take a look at Rashi. 4 lines before it gets wide. Katani kol nechasav shel meis achron the ksuvasa. All the chasim of the meis of the deceased brother are achron to pay back the ksuva. And therefore, anything attached to the ground, like these peros, should have the status of karka. So if it has the status of karka, and it's pledged to the payback the ksuva, so then, according to the Chachamim, Rabbi Meir holds everything's pledged to the ksuva, even the movable objects, the money and the detached. But according to the Chachamim, they may disagree with that, but if it's karka, or attached to the ground, it has the status of karka, it should be the security for the ksuva, he shouldn't have the right to sell it. Now you'll say, hold on 1 second. I remember this discussion, not in the case of Yavam, in the case of a regular husband where Nechsei Muluk fell to a woman, and there we didn't have a problem, according to the Chachamim, treating attached produce like produce and allowing the husband to eat from that produce, and we didn't give it the status of land. So Rashi anticipates that question. It's not like where we have fruit that's attached to the ground. In the case of Nechsei Muluk, where Nechsei Muluk fall to the wife, and now has the husband deal with that? So there, the Chachamim were misakin that the peros belong to the husband as long as it's Karen. That's still there. Vahani nami perininu digarmi birushusei. And these peros are considered his because they were completed in his rishus. Remember, we look at the status of the peros when they're going to be cut out of the ground, and indeed they grew in his rishus, so they have the status of peros, and he's allowed to eat them. Aval hacha, but here, when it comes to the case of Yavam, karno peridideu, the Karen and the peros all belong to the deceased brother, vishibudahu de isla alayu, and there's a shibud on all of that, there's a security on all of that to pay back the ksuva. Umay de ishtab lo mechayim debal, lo amrinan peru, laf kue shibudah. Mishubah, and that which was Mishubah to the wife from the lifetime of the husband, we don't say that has the status of Peros in order to uproot, to release it from the Shibud. That all has the status as a lien upon everything. And that includes whatever is owned by the husband at the time that he passed away. So how could the Yavam now, Shelo, he's allowed to use the crops, he's allowed to sell the crops, that which are attached to the ground? This is very different than the case of Nichsei Mulug. So the Gemara says the following. Amar Eish Lakish, Tini Shela. You're right, amend the Mishnah. The Mishnah should not have said that the payros that are attached to the ground belong to the Yavam, but rather they belong to the woman. You're right, look at Rashi, four lines down. Tini Shela, Velo Pligu Rabbanan Ale, the Rabbanan do not argue on him, Ela Atlushin Vachsafim. Where do they argue to Rabbi Meir? You're right, they agree with Rabbi Meir that that really belongs to her. Where do they argue when the fruit is detached, or we're talking about cash? They hold that the mitalton are not meshubad to the ksuva, but if it's attached to the ground, it is meshubad, and therefore it belongs to her. It is shela. Then the Mishnah said, Kansa harehi keishto. Once the Yavam marries the woman, performs Yibam to the Yavama, they're like husband and wife. Lamai elchasa, for what halacha? We mentioned this quickly, briefly when we learned the Mishnah. For what halacha? Do we need to know that they're like husband and wife? Why would I thought they're not? So, Am Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, lomar shemigar shebeget, Umachzira, the fact that he can be megarish her with a get, meaning there's no more chalitza anymore, and he could also take her back afterwards. So after he performs ibum, if he wants to take her back, look at Rashi, shemegarish begat machzira, four lines on the bottom, trei mili ashminim. Two halachos said that Mishnah teaches us that, our Mishnah, when it says, and once he takes her into the chuppah, does ibum, she is keishto. Number one, ashmina, trei mili ashminim, megarish begat. Number one, that he's megarish with the get, and it's not chalitza anymore. Vashmi, you know, and it also teaches us shimrat zalachzira machzira, because sharisha can take her back. Maybe you would argue once he divorces her and this ibum is gone, maybe there's an isra veishas ach. So the chiddush is that it's not so. So the Gemara says migarsha beget pshita. The fact that after he performs ibum, the only way to release her is through a get. Isn't that obvious? They're husband and wife. So the Gemara says not necessarily. Ma'u detaim. Of a Yibima, Amar Rachman, the Torah says he will perform Yibum with her. What does that teach us? Amar Rachman, what does that teach us? Maybe, what does that mean? That implies that even after what he takes her as a wife, Yibma means that there's a concept of Yibum that's still upon her. Maybe she still has the status of a Yibama. Look at Rashi. I die in Yibumim Yerushon Aleh. Afal Pisha Lakha, Dahachiksiv, Ulakacha, he will take her, Viyibma. So it sounds like he's taking her and she still has the status called a Yavama even after the marriage. If that's the case, maybe I would say he cannot release her with a get. Maybe he needs to release her with Chalitza. Lotiski la beget eleva Chalitza. Kamash Malon. That's why the Mishnah, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. No, indeed, they are husband and wife. You give her a get. Once again, we said Machazira. What do you mean? Now that you can, after you divorce, you can take her back as long as she hasn't married someone else? Because this is a halacha by a regular wife. Pshita, isn't this obvious? Or as well, their husband and wife return to Amid Beis. No, because Ma'u detema mitzvah de Rama Rachman Alei. Avda, what does that mean? Maybe I would have said like this. The Torah, what is it, the Torah? What did the Torah want you to do? The Torah, Ram Aleh, imposed upon the person the mitzvah of Yibam. Man, by taking her right at the beginning, you perform the mitzvah. But Vahashta, take her Aleh, be Isra Eshazach. Maybe now after you divorced her and the mitzvah is over, maybe there should be the Isra Eshazach. She is his brother's wife, that's an erva. So maybe we should treat it like that. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush therefore is, no, they're like regular husband and wife, and he could take her back. If you take a look at Tap Tosos, Tosos makes an interesting point. Maybe this argument could have been made after Bir Rishona as well. You perform Yibam, and maybe there's an Isser of Eishes Ach. So if you look at the Tap Tosos, it says like this, Hapshita Dikshe Yibma Mutr Lavo Alea Bios Harbe Kamosha Yirtza. Right, it's obvious to us that after he performs Yibum, that first Bia, and performs the mitzvah, he's still allowed to live with her, have Bia more other times. We're not going to say that. This Gemara's Hava, I mean, we never would have, maybe we'd say here after he divorces her, but we wouldn't make that argument in a case where he had Bia Rishona, now you have to get rid of her. No, Disvarahu. The Torah wouldn't say v'yibma before Yibim so that he's going to divorce her right away. Maybe I would say, but regarding another marriage, maybe there's an Iser Shesach, you divorced already, maybe you can't take her back. So Kamash Malan, that we don't say that. The Gemara says, well, maybe we should say that. Why not? Maybe there's an Iser Shesach. Amakra ulakacha lo leisha kevan shelakacha nases kiishto. She becomes like his wife. Then the Mishnah said, "Bilvad she takes tuvasal mechse bala rishon." What we say? A person who performs yibum. So we say they're like husband and wife. And he said, as long as, meaning he doesn't write a new ksuva. Meaning the ksuva is based on the original husband's ksuva. So my time, why should it be? Maybe we should say the Yavam should write his own ksuva and his property should be pledged, should be security for the lien upon his property for the ksuva. Why is it all based on the deceased brother? So the Gemara says, my time, Ishtra hiknu lo, min ha-shamayim, because they were makna, Hashem was makna the wife. Rashi, Ishtra hiknu lo, le-yavam zeh min ha-shamayim, ein olav lechtov la-shtar nisun. This is not his choosing. This is from Hashem. Hashem chose, so therefore the ksuva he does not have to write. You take the original ksuva. Aha, the e lesla me rishon though. But of course, if there is no ksuva, meaning the original husband didn't have any property, so there's nothing pledged to the ksuva, then isla misheni, she has a ksuva. Why? You just gave me the argument that after all, it's min hashamayim, maybe you shouldn't have the ksuva. The answer is, you can't have a marriage like that without a ksuva. Kadesh lo te kalabein of lotzia. So it's not so easy in his eyes to divorce her, which is the general reason why we have a ksuva. So therefore, he would have to write a ksuva on his own.